Up and down the eastern seaboard, spring storms typically mean serious erosion, and that's getting worse with rising seas. On Cape Cod, Haley Fager of member station WCAI reports some beachfront homeowners are shelling out thousands for a temporary fix.
Laura Wing is showing me a video of what happens at her house during a bad storm.
Watch that wave breaking one of them.
She lives in a beachfront home in Sandwich, Massachusetts.
When they break, when they hit the beach, the house shakes.
Wing inherited the house from her parents 40 years ago, but the beach has changed a lot since then.
The dunes went much further out on the beach, so over all this time, it's just eroded away to what it is now.
The water is 50 feet from her home at high tide. It's typical to have houses right on the shore on Cape Cod, and storms can cause a lot of damage. The erosion isn't going to stop, and Wing has a costly decision to make. Whether to invest $30,000 in fiber rolls, the most resilient method for slowing erosion that Massachusetts homeowners are allowed to use. They can cost up to $2,000 per square foot.
It's a big commitment to do them. They're huge rolls.
They're made from coconut fiber and buried in sandy slopes in front of homes to absorb wave energy and hold sand in place. They end up looking like dunes. What Wing decides to do with her property could affect erosion on nearby public beaches. Dave DeCanto is the director of natural resources for Sandwich, and we're on a different beach in town where public and private land meets.
If you walk down along here, where the fiber roll begins there is where the private property begins on that end, if you want to go down and take a look.
The beach next to the rolls is pretty washed out. It's lost a lot of sand. That's because anytime you construct a dune, like when you install fiber rolls, there's going to be more erosion where the dune ends and the beach begins. Sand naturally moves from beach to beach, but when people install fiber rolls, the rolls prevent sand from drifting.
So you see how interconnected they are.
There are other options for slowing erosion. One method uses barriers to break up the wave action before it hits the coastline, but it hasn't been approved by Massachusetts environmental regulators. DeCanto says all of the fixes are temporary.
Mother Nature's going to do what Mother Nature does. Because every other town on Cape Cod's dealing with it. Every town on the coastline of Massachusetts is dealing with it. Every community along the eastern seaboard and the Gulf Coast and the west coast of the United States are dealing with it.
Fiber rolls are mostly being used by private homeowners right now because the high cost can be a barrier for small coastal towns. Massachusetts officials recommend fiber rolls because they have a lower impact on natural habitats than other methods for slowing erosion. But because they're biodegradable, you have to reinstall the rolls every 5 years. Seth Wilkinson is installing one of these systems at a private home in the town of Orleans. He says he's had some hard conversations with homeowners.
And they're saying, I don't think I can afford to live here anymore. You know, repairing this bank or stabilizing this bank will cost more than the value of my home.
Laura Wing says she isn't going to install fiber rolls for now. And she'll probably have to sell her house eventually.
I can't cover that kind of expense by renting the house, so that just comes out of my savings. And I'm retired.
Wing says she's taking things 1 year at a time, and she hopes she doesn't lose her house in a storm before she decides to sell. For NPR News, I'm Haley Fager in Sandwich, Massachusetts.